This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal civil rights office is investigating allegations that Denver public schools gave preferential treatment to people of color. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
After last year's shooting at East High, the district created a committee to review the discipline matrix that determines discipline for various infractions. The Mountain States Legal Foundation's Will Trackman alleges that the district wanted committee members to reflect the student body's diversity.
We know that whoever is on the committee was selected using race and skin color as a factor.
A second complaint alleges that in order to participate in an extension math class, white students had to meet a higher threshold than students of color. DPS has said all its work is aligned to Department of Justice guidelines. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There were more eviction filings in Denver last month than in any other January on record. More than 1,500 households in the city faced eviction proceedings, up more than 400 from the previous year. Denver has freed up more money for rental assistance, and state lawmakers are considering a bill to make it harder for landlords to evict tenants. Colorado hospitals faced financial headwinds in 2022, the third year of the COVID-19 pandemic. Those include high costs for labor and care, for which hospitals are not compensated. A state report found especially precarious finances for rural hospitals and Denver Health, which were disproportionately affected by the pandemic and the arrival of new immigrants. Six deputies and officers from the El Paso County Sheriff's Office and the Fountain Police Department are on leave as investigators look into the shooting of a man in Security Widefield last month. Police say they confronted Christopher Fryhoe after a deputy saw him walking with a firearm around midnight. Fryhoe allegedly pointed the gun toward officers, and they opened fire. This is CPR News and KRCC.